Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
And today, once again, we are talking about money. And we're talking about saving money. Yesterday, we read a diary entry, and it dealt with a situation a lot of us, have come up against in our lives.
Right.
Because, well, when you first start earning money,It's really exciting, right?
Because you want to spend money.
Yeah, for the first time you have some cash in your pocket and there's all these things you want and you spend, and then you have no money again. And you repeat this over and over and over again.
And not just young kids, I think a lot of grown-ups are also like this.
Of course,
You know, realizing the importance of saving money. Oh, they probably do, but they still spend money anyway.
It's really difficult because it requires discipline to save money and, just like me.
Right.
Today, we are going to give you some tips all about saving money and being careful with your money. How to plan for your financial life. All right, let's go ahead and read through today's article and then Laura and I will be back.
Reading.
Mastering Money Management.
Some people, especially teenagers, only think carefully about how to manage the money after it's already gone. To avoid the embarrassment of going broke, people should do a little financial planning. Furthermore,It's important to have a nest egg in case of emergencies. All you need is a pen and some paper to get started. In less than a minute, you can write down a simple budget. This plan includes the amount of money you get in a month, as well as the daily expenses you cannot avoid, such as buying food. The money that is left over can be divided into money for saving and money for fun.As for saving money, keeping it in a savings account at the bank is a wise choice. It will be safe, of course, and banks even offer interest. Finally, when you come across an item at the mall that you would like to purchase, but you don't really need, always think twice before pulling out your wallet.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying some people, especially teenagers,only think carefully about how to manage their money after it's already gone. Now we're saying especially teenagers. We use this word especially when we want to show that one group or one person does things to a higher level or a higher degree than another group of people. Or things for that matter. So when we say especially teenagers don't really manage their money, it just meansWell, mostly teenagers. People in other age groups, older people, they think more about their money, which is natural, and they think about managing their money. To manage means to control someone or something. When you grow up and get a job, you'll likely have a manager above you. That's like your boss, the person that tells you what to do. In this case, manage your money just meansYou can do all kinds of things with your money. You might say, I'm going to manage my money by putting some of it in a savings account. I'm going to invest money. So to manage your money, remember, just means to do different things with the money that you have.
没错，课文一开始就提到，有些人呢，特别是 teenagers, 就是青少年呢，只会在没有钱的时候才会仔细想，哎呀我要怎么样好好的理财啦。那这里我们有用到 especially 这个副词，那很多人呢就会觉得 especially 跟 specially 这两个字有什么不同。 In fact, sometimes these two words, especially and specially, can be used interchangeably. 没有错，其实呢大部分的时候在口语呢，其实 especially 跟 specially 都可以互换着的使用。OK, 那就是有特别是尤其有加强的语气这样的意思哦。For example, I can say, I'm afraid of bugs, especially or specially cockroaches. OK, 所以在这个情况呢 especially 跟 specially 都有特别是这样的意思哦。但是呢如果你是要表示某件事情呢是专程或是特地为了什么这样子的原因呢则要用 specially 这个字才可以来表示哦。 For example, okay, you can say this shampoo is specially designed for people with dry damaged hair. 意思就是这款洗发精是特地为了有干燥或是受损这个发质而设计。And in this case, now, specially can be used interchangeably with especially.Okay, another thing we have to watch out is especially never comes at the start of a sentence. 所以要注意 especially 它只能放在句中不能放在单单放在句首的位置。And we also saw the word manage. 就像刚刚就老师说的它其实就是有管理这样的意思。那除了可以管理钱一般我们还可以用来像是管理时间管理这样的意思哦。So we can also manage time.Other than money, right? For example, you could say you need to manage or use your time more wisely.
That's right. To manage your time just means you decide what to do with your time.
Right.
I'm going to spend this much time on homework, this much time with my friends.
It's also very important.
Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, the next sentence says, to avoid the embarrassment of going broke, people should do a little financial planning.Something that is an embarrassment is something that makes you look a little bit silly. The embarrassment of going broke. If you have no money, well, it can be a bit of an embarrassment. It makes you feel foolish. It might make you feel stupid or something like that. It's just something that doesn't make you feel very good. And to go broke means you have no money left. You have $0, zero NT, in your bank account or in your pocket. So you want to avoid this. It's an embarrassment. So you should do some financial planning. This just means to have a plan for your money. It means you know what you're going to do with it, and you have a step-by-step process or plan of what you will do with your money.
Okay, 所以为了要避免这个可能没有钱或是破产这样的窘境呢，这个人们应该要做一些 financial planning, 那我们后面会解释它是什么意思哦。不过这里先来看一下刚刚我们提到了这个不定词这样子的用法，其实有时候呢就等于 in order to 这样的意思来表示目的。Okay, 所以呢刚刚是提到 to avoid the embarrassment of going broke, 事实上你可以用 in order to avoid the embarrassment of going broke, 都是为了表达目的哦。那 OK, 我们又看到了 embarrassment, 就是很尴尬啦，这个窘境这样的意思，它是一个名词，不过一般呢可能我们比较熟悉它的另外一些用法，像是 I feel embarrassed,这里呢就是表示我感到非常的尴尬。For example, I could say, I was so embarrassed the other day when I wore my t-shirt inside out. So that makes me feel really embarrassed. And sometimes we could use this other word, embarrassing. Okay, something is embarrassing. 某件事情令你感到尴尬则要用 embarrassing.注意哦，它后面是 embarrass 再加上 ing. For example, bumping into your ex with a new girlfriend can be embarrassing.
Awkward.
Right, that happens in movies a lot. Okay, and we also saw the phrase go broke. 其实在这里呢，就是指破产啦，没有钱这样子的意思。而刚刚我们不是有提到 financial planning? 其实我们看到 financial 就是金钱上的、金融啦，或是财务这样的意思。所以 financial planning 我们也可以说成是一些财务上或者是金钱上的规划这样子的意思啦。Okay, so next, let's continue reading and find out more about how to save up.
The article goes on to say, furthermore, it's important to have a nest egg in case of emergencies. When we're talking about money and financial planning, this is a phrase we'll see all the time, a nest egg. That is your savings, the money that you are putting away and savingEach month, or that's usually how people look at it, because you get paid once a month here in Taiwan, and you put a little bit away each month, and that is your nest egg, your savings. And the reason you have savings is for the case of emergencies. An emergency is usually a bad situation where something negative or bad has happened. Now, we're talking about financial things here, soAnything you have to pay for, if there's an emergency, like you get sick, you have to buy medicine or go to the hospital, or you have a family member that might need some help, they need some money, that's an emergency, and you never know when you might need your nest egg to pay for something like that.
Exactly. 所以课文这里接下来又提到说 除此之外呢，说觉得感到就是可能就是破产尴尬。另外很重要就是以备不时之需呢，有这个 nest egg 是非常重要的哦。nest egg 是什么呢？其实就是储蓄金这样子的意思啦。For example, I could say they built up a nest egg for their son's college education. Wow, that's really important. And emergency 当然就是一些紧急状况啦。所以像是我们看到紧急出口呢，英文就是 emergency exit。
Well, the next sentence goes on to say, all you need is a pen and some paper to get started. In less than a minute, you can write down a simple budget. A budget is just a plan for where your money is going. It shows exactly how much you are spending on a number of different things.
Nice, okay. 其实呢很简单，只要需要一支笔和一张纸，就可以开始怎么样写下简单的一些Budget 就是预算啦，甚至是一些经费这样的意思，而且在短短的不到一分钟内就可以完成写下这个 budget 哦。Okay, so this plan includes the amount of money you get in a month, as well as the daily expenses you cannot avoid, such as buying food. Okay, so we're talking about budget. You can actually write up. Okay, expenses. What does this word mean, Joe?
Expenses are simply things that you have to spend money on. So like we talked about food, that's an expense. Entertainment, things that you like to do, that's another expense. Anything that you have to buy, shopping,
for clothes,
Laura just said, that can be another expense. Anything you spend money on is an expense.
所以你可以写下来，可能像是你一个月赚多少钱啦，那以及你每天必须要花的一些费用哦，像是吃啊，要花多少钱啊，这样子等等。那 expense 呢，就是指费用啦，或是你的支出这样子的意思啦。Okay, 那 next we read, as for saving money,Keeping it in a savings account at the bank is a wise choice.
That's right. This is a wise choice. And before we get into what wise is, we saw this phrase as for. We use this when we're usually changing the topic slightly, or it's as a transition from one idea to the next. So we were talking about expenses before, spending money.Next, we moved on to talking about saving money. So we use the phrase as for as a transition to this new topic or idea. Now, putting money in a savings account is a wise choice. Wise just means it's very smart, it's intelligent, and it's something that we should do.
Right, 所以至于什么什么呢，就是我们刚刚提到的一个很好的转接的语气，有转折语气 as for something。 至于存钱呢，把钱存在银行的刚刚提到的 savings account， 就是储蓄存款的户头，是一个非常明智的选择哦。这里的 wise 我们常常可能会觉得说，诶，它是有智慧的这样的意思啊，像是 the old and wise man， 就是一个非常有智慧的老人。但是呢，在本课当中它有着明智的这样子的意思哦。 OK， 所以呢你可能会说that was a wise choice， or it was wise of you to ask permission first， OK， or wise advice。
Well, next it says it will be safe, of course, and banks even offer interest.
Nice.
So putting it in the bank is a safe choice. And you can get, they offer interest.
Right.
Banks offer interest. To offer means to say that something is available to you. If people come to my house, I might offer them a drink or some food. I can say, well, would you like something to drink? That's a way of offering something to somebody.
所以把钱放在银行当然会比较怎么样，比较保险啦，甚至于呢这个银行还会 offer 就是提供这样的意思，提供什么呢，就是 interest， 也就是利息这样子的意思啦。
Finally, when you come across an item at the mall that you would like to purchase but you don't really need, always think twice before pulling out your wallet. So when you come across, which means to walk by and notice something, well, you should always think, and come across is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase. Shortcut for you.
Can I ask you for a huge, huge favor?
It depends on what you want me to do.
I want you to help me buy tickets for Girls' Generation's next concert.
If I come across the tickets, I'll pick them up.
Why would you walk across them before picking them up? I don't want dirty tickets.
To come across means to happen to find someone or something.
Oh, come across is 偶然发现。
You don't actually want to ruin my tickets.
No, if I come across tickets, I'll buy them for you. How many do you need?
Do you think it's possible to come across 10 tickets?
I think that's pushing it. I might come across one or two at the most.
OK, 所以最后呢，我们的结语是说，当你 over 就是你 come across 看到呢，在购物中心有一件你真的很想买的东西，但是你却没有真的很需要这样的东西呢，哎呀，你在拿出你的钱包之前还是要先三思哦。这里我们看到 purchase 就是购买这样的意思，而很有趣哦，像是中文我们会说三思，对不对？但是因为我们会用Think twice 来表示要想两次想清楚这样子的意思哦所以呢我觉得很重要 Saving up is really important So I hope this lesson teaches you something Joe
I've learned hopefully a few things That will put a little bit more money in my bank account Alright that brings us to the end of today's article But before we go let's do our For You Chat segment
For You Chat
Alright, today's question on For You Chat is, have you ever bought something, then regretted it later?
Lots of times, like when you're out shopping with your friends, that's really dangerous because your girlfriends especially will say, oh, this looks really nice on you, you have to get it. And then when you go home, you think, I don't really need it, but I actually do it, I actually bought it because I kind of, in a way, I didn't want to make my friends feel like, you know, I'm not, you know, listening to their advice.Yeah, so that can be really dangerous, and usually when I come home, I'll probably realize I don't really like it as much.
I think everybody has had this happen to them at least once, probably more. I remember one time I was walking past this sports store, and I saw this really fancy pair of rollerblades.
Ooh.
And I thought, oh, it's going to be a great way to get exercise. They look cool. They look really fancy, and they cost a lot of money. And I bought them. And I think in the 5 years since I bought them, I've used them twice. And yeah, definitely not worth
the
price.
You could actually sell it online.
I should have done really was think about it and probably not buy them in the first place. But that's what our lesson today is all about. It's all about saving money and thinking before you buy. So that's our little piece of advice for the end of today's show.Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's program on English for You, and we do hope you'll join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Mastering Money Management.
Some people, especially teenagers, only think carefully about how to manage the money after it's already gone. To avoid the embarrassment of going broke, people should do a little financial planning. Furthermore,It's important to have a nest egg in case of emergencies. All you need is a pen and some paper to get started. In less than a minute, you can write down a simple budget. This plan includes the amount of money you get in a month, as well as the daily expenses you cannot avoid, such as buying food. The money that is left over can be divided into money for saving and money for fun.As for saving money, keeping it in a savings account at the bank is a wise choice. It will be safe, of course, and banks even offer interest. Finally, when you come across an item at the mall that you would like to purchase, but you don't really need, always think twice before pulling out your wallet.
Vocabulary Review.Manage. The boss managed the company by cutting costs and hiring good workers. Go broke. Rick went broke after he spent all of his money on a fancy sports car. Nest egg. She's opening a new store, but has a nest egg in case that the business fails. Budget. The family made a budget of how much they could spend on their vacation. Expense. Recording your daily expenses is important for money management. Offer. Our restaurant offers many different kinds of foods for you to try.